Ada Bell, The Curious Explorer. Written by Anna Roberts. Illustrated by Rye Sanderson. Translated by Josephine Ornago. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Roberto Benfenati. Not far from the coast of Wales, surrounded by glistening seas, is an island that can only be visited by boat. It is called the Island of Skolma. There are no roads on l'Isola of Skolma, and no cars or buses or trains. It is un'isola where the weather changes in the blink of an eye, and where dolphins play near the rocky shore. There is only one house on l'Isola of Skolma. La Casa was where Ada Bell and her pet Puffin lived. Every evening, Ada and her pet Pulcinella di Mare would plan great adventures and read books about faraway lands. Ada's favorite libro was about a bird called a dodo. It was a large bird with short wings and a big hooked bill. Nobody had seen un dodo for hundreds of years, but Ada Bell was a curious explorer and she was determined to find the bird. Ada's libro said there was an exhibition about il dodo at a museum in London. She decided it would be the perfect place to start her search. She packed everything she would need into her hot air balloon and waved ciao to her Pulcinella di Mare. Up and away she went, chasing the clouds across the sky in her mongolfiera. It wasn't long before Ada was flying over the rooftops of London. Far, far below, she could see magnificent bridges crossing a river. There were lots of cars on I Ponti. From high in the sky, Ada could hear le macchine beep their horns as they crossed. Spotting the museum, Ada drifted slowly down to the ground in her mongolfiera. A taxi stopped next to Ada. "Excuse me," Ada called to the driver of Il Taxi. "Dov'è il museo?"
"Climb in, it's not far,"
replied the driver. At Il Museo, Ada looked at dipinti of Il Dodo, and she read that the bird had been discovered by sailors from Amsterdam. Ada wanted to find out more. She decided to travel to Amsterdam so she could learn about the sailors who had first seen Il Dodo. That evening, as the sun was setting, Ada Bell wrote una cartolina to her Pulcinella di Mare. "Dear Pulcinella di Mare, è nuvoloso e fa freddo in London. There are ponti filled with macchine. I took un taxi to Il Museo. It was wonderful. Tomorrow I'll fly to Amsterdam to discover more about Il Dodo. Love, Ada. Kisses. The Little Casa Bianca, Skolma." Ada set off in her mongolfiera. It wasn't long before she was flying over Amsterdam. Ada wanted to visit a library to find out where the sailors had traveled and where they had seen Il Dodo. So she drifted down to the ground.
"Excuse me, dov'è la biblioteca?" called Ada to the driver of un autobus that stopped beside her.
"It's just along the canal," replied the driver.
Hop on a bicycle, then cycle along il canale and you'll see it. Ada climbed onto una bicicletta and rode along il canale until she saw la biblioteca. At la biblioteca, she immediately found il libro she was looking for. Her eyes grew wide as she studied an old map in il libro. La mappa showed that the sailors had discovered il Dodo on l'isola of Mauritius. Ada decided to go there to see for herself if il Dodo could still be found. That evening, as il sole was setting, Ada wrote una cartolina to her Pulcinella di Mare. Dear Pulcinella di Mare, c'è il sole in Amsterdam. I traveled along il canale on una bicicletta to find un libro about il Dodo. Tomorrow I will go to l'isola of Mauritius to see for myself if il Dodo still exists. Love, Ada. Kisses. La Casetta Bianca, Scomer. Several days later, Ada drifted over the Alps in her mongolfiera on her journey to l'isola of Mauritius. Several weeks later, she flew over the Sahara Desert in her mongolfiera. Ada knew she was getting nearer to l'isola where il Dodo had once lived. Ada followed the stars through the night in her mongolfiera. Then, one morning, far below, she saw l'isola of Mauritius. As she landed, Ada wondered where il Dodo might be hiding. She quickly wrote una cartolina to her Pulcinella di Mare. Dear Pulcinella di Mare, I've finally arrived on l'isola of Mauritius. C'è il sole e fa caldo. I can't wait to begin my search for il Dodo. I will be home soon. Love, Ada. Kisses. La Casetta Bianca, Scomer. For many days and nights, Ada searched for il Dodo. She found giant tortoises, monkeys and fruit bats, but there was no sign of the bird. Ada walked over the colored sands, climbed the mountains, and sailed around l'isola in a boat, just to be sure. But even in una barca, she saw no sign of il Dodo. Then, one evening, just as Ada was falling asleep, something unexpected happened. Ada caught a glimpse of a bird in the shadows. L'uccello was very large. It had short wings and a big hooked bill. Ada sat very still. Could it really be? Surely not. She rubbed her eyes. When she opened them again, l'uccello was gone. Ada wasn't sure if she had imagined seeing un dodo, but she did know that l'uccello, who meant the most to her, was waiting on l'isola of Scoma. It was time to wave ciao to l'isola of Mauritius and go back home to her Pulcinella di Mare. Many weeks later, Ada could see her Pulcinella di Mare standing on the roof of La Casetta Bianca, waiting for her to return. Ada told her Pulcinella di Mare about le macchine, il taxi e il museo in London, l'autobus, la bicicletta e la biblioteca in Amsterdam, and the days spent searching for il Dodo on l'isola of Mauritius in una barca.
just as Ada was drifting off to sleep, she whispered to her Pulcinella di Mare, "Tomorrow, let's plan a new adventure. And this time, I think you should come too."
Glossary. L'autobus, the bus. La barca, the boat. Bianca, white, feminine. Bianco, white, masculine. La biblioteca, the library. La bicicletta, the bicycle. Il canale, the canal. La cartolina, the postcard. La casa, the house. Casetta bianca, little white house. C'è il sole, it's sunny. Ciao, goodbye. I dipinti, the paintings. Il dodo, the dodo. Dov'è? Where is? E, and. È nuvoloso, it's cloudy. Fa caldo, it's hot. Fa freddo, it's cold. In. L'isola, the island. Il libro, the book. La macchina, the car. Le macchine, the cars. La mappa, the map. La mongolfiera, the hot air balloon. Il museo, the museum. Piccola, little, feminine. Piccolo, little, masculine. Il ponte, the bridge. I ponti, the bridges. La pulcinella di mare, the puffin. Il sole, the sun. Il taxi, the taxi. L'uccello, the bird. Going places. Listen to the audiobook to find out what form of transport goes to each of the places in the pictures below. Repeat the Italian out loud after the narrator. Then draw a line between the transport and its destination. L'autobus goes to il museo. La bicicletta goes to il supermercato. La barca goes to la casa. Il taxi goes to l'ufficio postale. La macchina goes to la biblioteca. La mongolfiera goes to il centro commerciale.